Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Friday, March 22nd, 2024. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by DirecTV Stream. Leading off today, as part of its response to the Department of Justice lawsuit, Apple has confirmed for the first time that it actively worked on creating an Apple Watch for Android. The company says that it spent 3 years working on bringing Apple Watch to Android before ultimately scrapping the idea. In its lawsuit, the Department of Justice uses the Apple Watch as a piece of evidence to justify its claim that Apple is a monopoly. The DOJ says, quote, "Apple smartwatch, Apple Watch, is only compatible with the iPhone. So if Apple can steer a user towards buying an Apple Watch, it becomes more costly for that user to purchase a different kind of smartphone because doing so requires the user to abandon their costly Apple Watch and purchase a new Android-compatible smartwatch," end quote. In its response to the DOJ's assertion, Apple says that it spent 3 years investigating adding Android support to the Apple Watch, but it ultimately determined that an Apple Watch with Android wasn't doable because of technical limitations that would force it to compromise the device's performance, privacy, and security. So as such, it scrapped the idea. Whether or not the Apple Watch only working with iPhone is evidence that Apple has a monopoly is something that will play out in court over the coming years, but it's a key component of the DOJ's lawsuit. Next up, the DOJ says that its goal of its lawsuit against Apple is to free smartphone markets from Apple's anti-competitive and exclusionary conduct and to restore competition. Apple, however, has another take, arguing yesterday that the goal of the lawsuit is to turn the iPhone into an Android phone. Apple explained that the Department of Justice basically wants to make every iPhone look and operate like an Android device, which is a move that would actually hurt competition. Apple explains that bringing more Android-like qualities to the iPhone, such as side-loading, would actually eliminate consumer choice. Apple says that part of the benefit of the iPhone is that it's private and secure, and it would have to make significant compromises to those things if the DOJ is victorious. This would give users two smartphone platforms from which to choose, neither of which offered the utmost security and privacy like we have today with the iPhone. Again, you can find the full DOJ lawsuit at the link in the show notes below. In other news today, Apple has released iOS 17.4.1 for iPhone users today. You can update your iPhone to iOS 17.4.1 by heading to the Settings app, choosing General, then choosing Software Update. It's available for any iPhone capable of running iOS 17, including the iPhone XR and newer. Apple hasn't shared any detailed release notes about what's new in this update. Instead, it simply says that iOS 17.4.1 provides important bug fixes and security updates and is recommended for all users. In addition to this iOS update, Apple has also released VisionOS 1.1.1 and iPadOS 17.4.1. All of these updates contain bug fixes and security updates and are recommended to be installed right away. We are sponsored this week by DirecTV Stream. DirecTV Stream is the best way to watch every single NCAA March Madness game this year. Watch every game using the DirecTV Stream app on all of your devices, including iPhone, iPad, Mac, and Apple TV. Plus, you can save $30 per month for a limited time only, just in time for March Madness. Hit the link in the show notes to learn more and to subscribe to DirecTV Stream today. My thanks to DirecTV Stream for supporting 9 to 5 Mac daily. Running out today, Epic Games has shared more details about its plans to launch its own app marketplace for the iPhone in the European Union. As part of the Game Developers Conference this week, the company revealed that it hopes to launch the Epic Games Store for iPhone and Android in the EU by the end of the year. Epic says the terms for developers will be the same as the Epic Games Store on desktop for Epic Games on mobile. The company will take a 12% commission on all sales through the Epic Games Store. For paid upfront apps, the revenue share is 100% for the developer through the first 6 months on the Epic Games Store. For in-app purchases, developers can opt to use Epic's payment processing system and pay a 12% commission. And if they use Epic's payment processing system, their royalty fees for using the Unreal gaming engine will also be waived. For in-app purchases, developers can also opt to use their own payment processing system and pay 0% to Epic in payment processing, but they will still pay Unreal Engine royalty fees. The Epic Games Store will feature Epic's own content, including Fortnite, alongside a selection of games from third-party partners, with the company saying more details will come in the lead-up to the launch later this year. Developers will have to make the calculus on whether or not these terms from Epic Games are better than what Apple offers in the European Union. In addition to Epic Games, we're expecting alternative app marketplaces from other developers such as SetApp and AltStore, so more details will emerge in the coming months. That wraps up another episode and another week of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, if you like the show, please be sure to subscribe and leave us a rating and a review wherever you listen every day. You can also find an ad-free version of the show with bonus content for $5 a month or $50 a year on 9to5mac.com/join. You can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.